From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. President Bush kicked off his five-day trip to Europe today. In Brussels, he warned Russia to reverse a crackdown on political dissent, and he called on European leaders to move beyond disagreements over the war in Iraq. Tomorrow, Mr. Bush will visit NATO headquarters. The alliance is expected to announce that all 26 members are now contributing to NATO's training mission for army officers in Iraq. From Berlin, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Europe and the U.S. want to project unity when President Bush visits NATO. Final details are still to be hammered out overnight, but by tomorrow, NATO officials say this year's phase of NATO's mission in Iraq should be fully staffed and funded. U.S. Ambassador to NATO Nicholas Burns expects every nation in the alliance to be contributing troops, trainers, equipment, or money.
In the last 2 weeks, we've seen the European allies step up to their contributions. Even countries that were not in support of the U.S. military invasion 2 years ago, Germany, Spain, Belgium, for example, have just in the last couple of weeks contributed a substantial amount of money to help fund the NATO operations.
It was slow going getting those commitments after NATO first agreed to this mission last June. Meanwhile, in Baghdad, about 160 NATO personnel are now doing one-on-one advising at the Ministry of Defense and organizing the effort to send up to 500 Iraqi officers to NATO schools in Europe this year. Just a few classes have started.
Write questions and answers using we.
A dozen or so Iraqi military officers and a few civilian defense ministry employees are in a makeshift classroom in one of Saddam's former guest villas. They're learning English, the language used in most NATO training programs.
She and I are soldiers. We are soldiers.
Right, okay.
NATO's long-term goal is to get beyond just talking about being soldiers. The aim is to create a staff college that will train 1,000 senior and junior officers a year. Those courses will not start until September. General Agner Rokos, deputy commander of NATO's mission in Iraq, says it's a big challenge.
Basically, we are starting from scratch. We have the ideas and the know-how from back home, but we need to build the structures from the ground here, and that takes some time.
Literally, build structures. The original building picked for the staff college is too badly damaged and in too dangerous an area to use by this fall. A substitute building was found inside Baghdad's green zone. It had been largely left alone since the invasion.
So what you're looking at here is a little bit of the post-war aftermath.
This senior advisor to General Rokos doesn't want his name used because of security concerns. He's in charge of getting this former restaurant turned into classrooms. It's not close yet.
It has many of the appearances of a large barroom brawl. Glass all over the floors. Panels ripped out of the ceilings, and chairs broken and scattered throughout the room. But all of this is going to be fairly easily cleaned up.
Especially now that NATO members have funded this phase of the Iraq mission. But even the show of unity expected tomorrow doesn't mean transatlantic tensions about Iraq are over. A Polish official at NATO tells NPR its contribution will be limited because of lukewarm public support. France makes it clear its proposal to train 1,500 military police outside Iraq is a bilateral offer. NATO spokesman James Apatheri says that doesn't matter.
We, in this headquarters, don't want to get too bogged down in semantics. The French have made the offer. It's an offer that we consider to be part of an overall team effort on the part of NATO allies.
President Bush and European officials are both likely to ignore any uncomfortable details during his visit tomorrow. NATO staffers are already sketching out plans for the next few years in Iraq, presuming alliance members will continue to support the mission. Emily Harris, NPR News, Berlin.